Blog Talk Radio.
Da 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 da
Oh, well, I would love to smoke weed with my grandmother. She would have smelled at it.
I do smell like putting in my grandma's cigarette.
Oh, geez.
My grandmother never smoked cigarettes, sadly. The one time my mother smoked a joint, she started playing leapfrog with the dog.
Yeah. Oh, geez. Leapfrog dog. That must have been interesting, I think.
Yep. She also had a few drinks. Then next thing we know, she's in the bedroom. She used to have a box of Avon magazines that she's collecting.
All right, I don't want to know why she's playing with leapfrog with a dog in a bedroom.
Next thing you know, she's taking out her Avons and she's going page by page, ripping that page, going, Avons!
Whee!
And then after she ripped them all up, she started taking the pages, ripping them, and I'm going, Avons!
Whee! Actually, Avons are like drug dealers. You have to know somebody to get Avons.
Yeah, you do. And it's way overpriced.
Yeah, it's way overpriced.
Just like a drug dealer. Damn it.
Avon's a crack boy.
Avon's crack for women.
Well, it kind of is. Women buy all, well, mainly older women, because they buy all this shit off of Avon.
Yep.
And they never fucking use it.
My mom has had the same Avon lady for 20 years.
Oh,
you would not believe the amount of Avon makeup she has stockpiled, and yet so she's getting more fucking makeup.
Oh, yeah. No. My grandmother had the same Avon person for quite a few years, too. And she has freaking stockpiles of Avon shit around the house. Even antique-type Avon shit that came out before we were born. Oh, excuse me.
I'm going to die now. All the oxygen is going to start from the room.
Yeah, someone.
I think Alice is coming over here. Going to hate her. Yeah. No, we didn't smoke any. We had tobacco use only products.
Tobacco use only products. The finest papers in the room.
So let's see here. Anybody who's going to be in Portland on Friday, feel free to come down to Andy's Old Port Pub and cheer me on as I'm having.
Oh, this Friday?
Yep, I'm going to be doing this Friday as well as next
Friday the 13th.
Yep, I'm going to be there this Friday doing their stand-up competition. And I don't know what the first prize is, but I want it. So come on down, laugh, vote. And we're going to have a good time, and then we're going to be doing it again next month on February 13th, and then after that show, we're going to go to the rolling paper competition down anywhere.
Yeah, I mentioned that earlier. Adrian Stewart mentioned it last week. Hopefully he'll give it a call in this week to add to the call.
Yeah, come and see Maine and New England's best joint rollers at their best. I want to see big-ass joints. I want to see, a peace sign. I want to see a fucking airplane. I want to see your fucking dick with balls.
Dick with balls, Joyce? Yeah, suck on that.
Here, what you do is you cuddle the balls to your mouth and light the dick. I want to see roses. I want to see unique shit. So if you're listening and you're going to be part of the competition, bring your fucking A game, because I want to see it.
Mm-hmm.
That is free pizza. And, well, if you put out free pizza,
People will come.
You brought free pizza. That's like letting out the fat signal in Gotham. I will arrive.
Free pizza.
Where's the pizza? Mm. The pepperoni. I'll grab a whole box and go, see you later.
Pizza man.
I went and got fat pizza for me and my brother-in-law yesterday, and we got two larges, and I was sitting there, I gave my brother-in-law and his daughter one large, and I walk off with the other, and my mother's like, you're going to eat that whole thing?
You know there's actually a Portland Pie Company now in Bedford?
Yeah, but I find Portland Pie Company to be overpriced and underwhelming.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not bad pizza.
The door's right there.
Yeah, and it's not terrible pizza, but for the price you pay, yeah, you better go to a Little Caesars. You're going to get about the same taste quality, and you're going to pay about a third of the price. But yeah. I'm just being honest here. Fat pizza's really good.
Yeah, Little Caesars hot, right?
Oh, yeah, $5.
I'm hot ready, too. $5. But you want good pizza though. You gotta leave the state of Maine, which really sucks.
But CC's.
I've never been to a CC's.
Yeah, because there's not even one up here. I think the closest one's New York.
New York or Rhode Island. I remember when I worked at Little Caesars, this old lady walked in. She's like, "Where's all pizza?" Behind me. Oh, what's the price? $5 a pie. No, I mean for unlimited. We don't do that here. Ain't this CC's?
No CC's.
Do I have CC's written on my shirt, lady?
You get a sauna up here.
Oh, no, I don't know.
The hot dogs? Yeah. The dogs playing in hot dogs?
Well, that might be a deal, but last time I went to Sonic, it was freaking terrible. The freaking service was horrible. The food was not that good. It took forever just to get a couple of fucking salt packets.
That's because they ain't south.
I was very underwhelmed by the Sonic down in Boston. Now, I am just shitting on restaurants.
Sonic down in Boston?
Yep.
Oh.
Right on Route 1 there near the Square One Mall.
Yeah,
I am just shitting on restaurants today. Fuck all of you, you suck.
Yeah, they're not up here, so fuck you all.
And then also, if you're a restaurant and you don't give out free refills with your soda, fuck you.
Oh, this place is better for that, does that.
You like Pat's Pizza. Pat's Pizza has amazing pizza. I will recommend their pizza all day long. Yeah, it's delicious. Like I said, I got a whole pie the other day, and I ate that so many by myself. Large, extra pepperoni. But when you go eat there, you order a drink, and they don't tell you that there's no free refills. So you get a little ass, like, Dixie cup of fucking soda, you drink it, you're like, another one, please. All right, that'll be another $2. What the fuck? Or you can get a pitcher for $6, fucking throw it at your head like I am a pitcher.
There's a place in Biddeford that Logan's charges for refills.
Really?
Yeah. The cheap place where you can get everything on the $5, but they charge extra for the refill.
Well, that's where they get their money back.
Yeah.
Yeah, I never got to go there. Me and my ex were going to go there, but then she was there. I'm not getting back on that topic right now. Getting off that topic. Anyway, but yeah, if you don't offer free refills, chances are I'm not eating at your establishment. And that's
right.
Just it.
Or a free drink that comes with the meal, then you pay for extra if you want extra.
No, fuck that. If I order soda, I want to have that thing be a bottomless fucking soda. I'm only going to be drinking 3, for Christ's sake. Don't be much of a good thoughts.
Oh, no. I'm the type of person that sucks it down the first thing before my meal gets to the refill.
Well, yeah, okay, maybe I go through like 4 or 5. Kiss my ass, you fuckers. That costs you 25 cents a glass. I know exactly what it costs. I work in the restaurant industry. You're just being a bunch of stingy fuck. Refill my drink, damn it.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I'm not going to come to your restaurant anymore.
Well, how about a friggin', you get a choice of a Delft beverage or a friggin' thing, and you get one free adult beverage with your meal, and then you pay the extra.
Oh, yeah, you got to pay extra for adult beverages, of course. That I understand.
But no, how about one free would come with your meal?
Well, playing some bottomless beer would be pretty good.
Yeah.
Like, hey, you pay $20, you get a glass, you hand me that glass, I'll fill it up all night. Promise?
Yeah.
That might not. Hey, if anybody does that, you owe me money. I think 10%, or at least trade me some beer so I get some leaders. Wow. I'm free beer, so.
Well, with beer for $20.
That might not be a bad business idea.
I don't know. For a happy hour special for like 10 hours, Well, with beer for $20.
I could see it right now, freaking, so they just be sitting there with underneath the top like Barney from Simpsons. Hold on, my heart stopped for a minute. All right, there it goes.
That'd be an awesome happy hour special for establishment.
Why do they always call it a happy hour when one, it never isn't for an hour. It's always a couple hours.
Yeah, no, right. 5, 6 hours.
Nobody's ever happy that's there.
Yeah, no one's ever happy that's there. If I pull out my dick and start jacking off, they kick me out. Yeah, it's like I'm just trying to be happy. I pull out my dick, you guys tell me to leave. I mean, come on, I thought this was happy hour.
Mm-hmm.
You're a bunch of liars.
Angels walked her tips out 13 minutes ago and everybody clapped.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Ladies walked out her tips, everybody's like, I pull out my dick, and they're like, run away! The hell is that? Scaring the children.
What children? It's a bar!
You'd be surprised. This is amazing. It's probably half the book.
Should be.
Let's not shit ourselves. I remember as a young child back before PT was before PT used to be platinum.
Back in the 20s.
See, PT strip club used to be platinum. But before it was platinum, it was Mark's.
Mark's Showplace.
And my dad was good friends with Mark. So I, as a young child, got to go to the strip club. I'm sitting there backstage. My dad's sitting there hanging out with Mark. You know, he wasn't a drinker, but he would just hang out with his friends, smoke cigarettes, and talk. Meanwhile, I'm watching some strippers walk by, topless. Oh, no, are you so cute?
Yes, so are you.
Ooh, Daddy, can I have some blue milk?
And, of course, I was breastfed, so, of course, I love titties. I love boobs.
Everybody loves boobs.
Yeah, I think it was.
My mother didn't own a baby bottle.
No.
My mother did not own a baby bottle when my children were born. Because my ex was not a milk producer.
No extra milk for daddy.
No. In fact, if we had had kids back in the old days, I wouldn't even be a father right now because normally when a woman gives birth, you're probably going to sleep. I'm sorry if we lose listeners now. When a woman gets birth, her cervix is supposed to get to about 10 centimeters, which is, for some reason, big enough for a baby to go through. I'm not sure how the fuck that works. That still sounds pretty damn small to me.
That's still way bigger than I want to stay with God.
I know, right? But, she got to 6 centimeters, and her cervix is like, you know what? Fuck this. I'm done.
Furby.
So at 6 centimeters, her cervix is like, yeah, no, I've done enough. I'm calling it quits there. So she had to have a C-section. Back in the day before C-sections were around, they both would have died.
Right.
And then, of course, after that, she didn't produce any milk. So back in the day, she wouldn't have been able to feed the baby.
She still
would have died.
Yeah.
In a way, she was not meant to be a mother. I'm not saying she's a bad mother. That's if she's listening. She's not a bad mother.
Oh, jeez.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, in the grand scheme of things, that wasn't God's initial plan.
Well,
Thank you, modern medicine.
She'll be a milk whenever she's older. She's supposed to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
She's a woman, but because she gets breastfeed, they're not going to be able to feed.
Yeah, we're not going to get into that.
No, Teddy Boobs. You mean the Shitty Titty?
The Exodus Boobs. Okay.
Oh, jeez. The Exodus Boobs.
We're going to kill the Furby here again in a minute. Okay, I swear to God, the thing you said, doo-doo, come, doo-doo, come. It's been watching two girls, one cup.
Oh, yeah.
Juju, come.
Two girls, one cup.
Just watch that before we came over.
Where the hell can it be? I have no problem that thing.
That's twogirlsonecup.com.
Really?
Yeah.
It's actually a website now.
Yeah, well, if you try to Google it, it won't come up because Google's like, you nasty. But that's not even the worst video out there. Have you ever seen Tub Girl?
Tub Girl.
Have you? Okay, for those of you who work in a restaurant, you've all seen the mop sink. The mop sink is basically this big square sink on the floor that's designed for you to dump the mop into. Imagine an Asian girl, just looking a little schoolgirl's outfit with pigtails, laying down on her back in one of these sinks, legs in the air, ass up, and then, you ever seen the Bellagio fountain?
Oh, jeez.
A poop into her own face.
Oh, shit.
Arcs into her face.
On herself.
She, Bellagio fountain, diarrhea, liquid, arc shits onto her own face.
Wow.
And you think two girls, one cup is fuck you. I'll eat pizza and watch it.
If we can find that and share that on our page, that'd be interesting.
I'm not sure if I want to find that. Share that. I'm going to say you're doing it.
I'll put it on our page.
Then there's another one, I think it's called Two Girls, One Finger.
Two Girls, One Finger.
And this one, it starts off with two Asian chicks. And I don't remember most of the video, but all I really honestly remember is at one point one of these chicks pushes out a log, which I'm assuming she shoved up there beforehand because I can't imagine what she must have eaten for it to become in this particular configuration. But it looked like a piece of road tar coming out of her ass. There's a big chunk of fucking this came from I-95. Oh, jeez. Like, what the hell am I watching? But the worst video out there. The worst video out there.
I thought it was one cup one.
Oh, no. Well, it depends on what your idea of disgust is.
Wait till you see a blog of the most disgusting forum.
Yeah, fucking we'll line up on the friggin' our page of worst pornos ever.
Yeah.
The most painful, horrible thing I've ever seen.
The nastiest thing I've ever seen
has to have been the B&E Pain Olympics.
B&E?
The B&E Pain Olympics is basically, they give out an award for people to hurt themselves in horrific manners. And when I say horrific manners, the first video I saw started off with a guy cutting off his own dick.
No.
Oh, and then going through the broken shaft, popping out both his balls.
Oh, man.
One video in particular that always stands out is called
How Nuts. Do They Do That and Not Die? Or did he?
I don't know how he didn't die. Another one I saw was Nuts versus Hatchet.
Nuts versus Hatchet.
And when you chop up nuts with a hatchet, it looks a lot like these two. I'm not gonna lie.
These two.
Yeah.
And all
the balls are certain already.
And then of course there's ones where these women have their vaginas hooked into like these hook things and just flapping away and pulling on the lips and I'm like, oh my god, why the fuck would you do this? Oh my god. And then of course there's some things that like the Jude Reef like do something with it before you cut it off. I mean, at least give it like one last goodbye shake. I mean, you know, shake its hand one last time and good to know ya. I mean. That's your dick, man. That's your dick. Why would you cut off your dick? It's your dick. Why did you ever cut off your dick? That's your dick.
Oh,
I've seen a cut off dick. I gotta bring this up. This happened in the news. I think it was last week. This happened in China. So figure. So a Chinese man was cheating on his wife. I'm not sure if you guys heard about this. He was cheating on his wife. So she decided
to...
Is it clean? That's a fair question in this place. But yeah, so she was mad that he was cheating on her, so she cut off his dick with a pair of scissors.
Awesome. Well, but that's even worse for you. In the inside, scissors are dull.
Oh my god, I know, right?
Scissors are dull. It's like, come on, cut it off.
Apparently, amazingly enough, he didn't die, and the doctors were able to reattach it. Here is the best part of the story, because we ain't done yet.
Oh,
he comes back at him at the hospital, cuts it off again. So after it has been reattached, cuts it off again. But this time, she chucks it out the window where a stray dog that was wandering by had to get himself a delicious little wiener dog snack.
Yeah, it's about a hot dog.
It's gone, baby. It's gone. That guy needs to change his name from Ling to No Wang.
Ling to No Wang, yes.
Oh my god, because it's gone, baby. It's doggy food.
Yeah, doggy food.
The wiener is gone. The wiener is gone.
The wiener is gone.
I was like, man, you need to freaking get back at that bitch. You need to, like, I don't know, cut off one of her tits or something. I said cut off her clip, but that'd be kind of a small target. You need a samurai sword, cut her tits off. You will take out my penis. I think I got the penis.
That'll still be out. Okay.
Oh, you know, we're about to go off the live feed, but we'll continue on for a little bit.
By the way, B-Rat is drinking a soda called Bubba Soda.
Bubba Soda.
once again.
Yeah. And I'll do the live feed so quick.
Bubba Cola. That just is so unbelievably redneck.
Save a lot.
I wonder.
You know, when I watched Jumanji and I heard them talk about Save-A-Lot, I thought it was a joke. Nope, it wasn't.
Was it Stanford? Was this one in Portland?
Nope, I found out it was an advertisement. What the fuck?
Save-A-Lot.
Jumanji. Well, of course they play it off because they call it Sir Save-A-Lot. But it's the same fucking
thing.
Yeah.
Oh, even that, there's another, look, the root beer is called Taubes with a Z.
Taubes, oh, God. Why? Because you're drinking enough of you have a tub?
And Mountain Dew flavored one is called Mountain Woo or something like that. Something Woohoo or Swan Woo or something.
Is the canned iced tea called peabagging?
Yeah, the orange, they have an orange one that has a weird name with it, too.
Probably called Smush. Is that a crush?
What the fuck are you doing?
Orange Smush. It's called Grapefruit.
That would be racist if they called Grapefruit.
It's called a Grapefruit.
Call you Grapefruit.
And I'm going to watch Friday.
What's Friday?
Smoke a blunt.
Next Friday.
What's the third movie that made all that?
There was
Friday After Next.
There was the first Friday movie.
Friday?
Is a classic. And amazing.
Yeah.
And to be honest, the director's cut sucks.
Friday and then Friday After Next.
And then there was, first it was Friday, then there was
Next
Friday.
And then Friday After Next.
Next Friday wasn't bad. It was not the best, but it wasn't bad. Then there was Friday After Next, which, I'm sorry, Ice Cube, but that movie fucking sucked. Oh my God, Friday After Next was just god awful garbage. I don't know who the hell greenlit that movie, but I just want to slap the fucking shit out of them. But, they're going to make up with it because there's a movie coming out called Last Friday where they're bringing back Chris Tucker's character, Smokey, who I think is one of the main reasons that the first movie did so damn well is because Smokey was funny as shit. You know, with some of the best phrases, like, you got knocked down over the house.
He's going to meet the main Joe Dirt, too.
Oh, God, that's
terrifying. Joe Dirt is the ultimate redneck. Like, his beard grows in a certain way.
Yeah, Joe Dirt's just a terrifying example of what the truth is with Northern Maine. The one thing I did hear about, which I'm really excited about, they Marvel greenlit the Deadpool movie.
Deadpool.
The Merc with the Mouth, one of my favorite comic book characters of all time, just because he doesn't give a fuck and he breaks the fourth wall and he's funny as shit. If you go on YouTube right now, there's a trailer that Ryan Reynolds did a couple years ago. It's like a 2-minute trailer, and it is just fucking hilarious.
One movie I've been looking for this coming out, friends, and guaranteed, Girls is going to be ovulating fucking the whole month of February because the 50 Shades of Grey coming out in fucking February.
Oh, God.
Man, that's a perfect date movie because you know you're going to get fucking laid. After that, seeing that fucking movie.
If you're lucky.
Rips and chains.
Oh, man, cutting out nasty pictures of your babies on fucking Facebook, please.
Okay, well, while we're on the pictures of babies and Facebook and stuff, one thing I'm doing is I'm on Tinder, and I try to find, you know, a relationship or whatever. I try to find something, new friends or something, and I go on there, and chicks put their profile picture being the picture of their kid.
Yeah, that's fucked up too.
I am not trying to hook up with your child, nor do I want to do child on a date. What the hell are you doing? Yeah, your son is adorable. Yeah, that's nice. I don't give a fuck. How do you look? Or also when they don't put a picture on that. I got a message on Plenty of Fish and there's no picture. I'm like, do you have a picture?
Oh, no.
Yeah, I'm like, do you have a picture? He's like,
a couple
of
B-rat at your door.
Yeah. He sends me a picture, and I swear to God, it looked like a female B-rat. And I'm like, oh, hell no. Delete.
You're supposed to be cheating on her else,
huh? Apparently she's trying. Not getting a whole lot of success.
Oh, jeez.
Not out of this. I have standards, people. Very high standards, but I have standards.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll have to give her a final.
That's why the albino rhino didn't work out.
Yeah, the albino rhino?
I'm sorry, but if you're walking out to the car and all you're going to hear in my head is... No. I'm sorry. I'm giving my friend B-Rad's number. No, I'm just kidding.
No.
B-Rad's taken.
Yep.
And as we all learned from a few weeks ago, he can't even joke about silly stuff like that because he will die. He made one joke about a hooker. Understandably, he was almost dead.
Yeah.
Some people actually believe that.
Oh, geez.
Which, I don't know. I was always the faithful type, but I can understand the reasoning and thinking behind it would be keeping them faithful because, you know, it's like, oh, well, I need some extra. I might as well just go pay $80 on the hunger sheet for it as opposed to going to the bar and picking up some new chick and then having her phone number in my phone and then having an affair and blah, 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 and then you got two women you're trying to juggle. Eventually, you're sitting there going, I'm going to kill you both.
Yeah.
I mean, hi. I have no problem with hookers. I mean, if you're willing to pay and she's willing to play, who the hell am I to get in the way?
Right.
I say get some. Get some.
Get. Yeah, plenty of benefits.
Yeah, the whole time I lived in Denver, I never saw any of them walking around on the streets. If you go down Congress Street, you'll see like three of them by the time you hit the hospital.
Oh, you just have nowhere to go.
Yeah, see, I just never figured it out. Once again, I'm not a hooker hunter, so.
I used to work with them all, so.
See, I'm just not a hooker hunter. But I see him on. I remember when I did my delivery job all night long on Congress Street. They'd be like, "Hi."
Yeah, nobody was concerned right now.
They were on the after show.
Yeah. Yeah.
The after
still
show.
Got a few minutes.
Where I can.
Yeah.
Yeah, when I used to do my delivery job, I'd be driving around, and all night long, they'd be waving at me because I'd be going up and down the street, and they'd be thinking, oh, he's probably looking for a date. No, I'm not.
No. Oh, I just deal with this Chinese food.
And to be honest, there were a couple of them where I was like, I wish I had some money. You're fine. But both of them.
Did Frank go that night?
Most of them, though, were like, all right, I'll give you $20. Just keep clothes on. Please, stay over there. Get away from the car. Here's $5. Get away from me.
Hey, you should have been like, you hungry? And I got freaking few of my tips. You want
to... I got this Chinese food.
I give it to you.
I bet you I'm not hung like a Chinese man, but I have Chinese
food. I
wouldn't want to be hung like a Chinese man.
See, I give you this Indian food, but I'm afraid you probably have to shit by the time you're done. Did I tell you guys a story of a friend of mine who actually had a girl shit on after sex?
Oh, shit on after sex.
Yeah, they were doing anal on the couch, and when they got done, she hopped up and shat on him.
That reminds me of a story of my ex, Tasha.
Shit all over the couch, and his roommate came up and said, what the fuck, you shit on my fucking couch? Like, where she was all embarrassed and just crying, all red-faced. Of course, my mind, I can't help but think was he wearing a condom? Because if so, if he whips that off, he's just got a shitty lap and a clean dick. And if he wasn't wearing a condom, there's hepatitis in your dick, for sure. That's just...
That reminds me of a story in my head. We're having sex, and she farted while doing her.
Ew.
I felt the fucking vibrate of my dick, and I went flying out like a fucking bat out of hell. That was my ex, Tasha. You want
to... I remember once when I was talking to my mother-in-law. Well, I don't know why things got brought up, but somehow she was talking about how her ex farted and it speckled under her face. And then, of course, I was like...
Fart speckled.
Yeah. And your
speckled fart.
It's when you fart and you shart and it kind of sprays out like a shotgun blast and it's speckled. And, of course, I'm just like, one, that's really random to bring up at dinner. And two, what the hell were you doing to be down there to get in the line of fire? You don't know, never mind. I don't want to know what you're doing. I don't want to know. I don't care. La, 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 la.
Well, probably looking at the asshole, probably.
Toss salad. Yucky, yucky.
I wonder how happy you were just supposed to drive. I always forget my girl shower with. I want to know that shit. Well, what's this?
Yeah.
You're going, shit could go right out of instantly, and I don't get it.
I'm sorry, but there's one thing I do believe in. And I don't think God is against anal sex. I just think God is against eating out assholes. I'm sure he's looking at that going, no. All right, if you eat out assholes, I'm not letting you into heaven. You can have butt sex all you want, but if you put a tongue in a butthole, you are not.
To the right?
Yeah.
To the right?
To the left, please. To the down to the left. Why am I going to hell? Was it because I had anal sex? No.
No, you licked the asshole out.
The anal sex had nothing to do with it. The tongue on the butthole had everything to do with it. Go down now. That's a disgusting, sick, sick bastard. Who the hell made you look at an asshole and go, I want to lick that? I don't understand looking at a vagina and going, I want to lick that.
You're drunk and she slides up and you put that.
That's why I'm not the biggest fan. Well, I enjoy 69, but there is one big downfall in 69. Your nose is in her ass.
That's another reason why I personally like to clean it.
Yeah, yeah. For 69, a shower is required. Cause it, I mean, you're not going to get in the ass. At least it's right there. Like, good Lord, there's an asshole on my nose.
I always left up. Well, they get being a little very slushy going up, come home with me.
Oh, jeez.
See, I'm just not into the whole anal thing, because no matter how much you clean and how much you scrub, there's always caca involved in that girl's love.
Caca.
Oh, no, shit.
Caca.
Oh, no, there's plenty of shit.
Shit on your cock, yeah?
Shit on your cock. You pleasured me in three places. In an order that would surprise you.
Shit on your cock.
Ass mouth fadge.
Ass mouth fadge?
Ass mouth fadge.
Oh, jeez.
That's from a Batman movie. Parody video I saw online. That was funny shit.
That's so bad.
At least she's not picking you off and milking your prostate.
That's another thing I don't get is, can you stick a finger in your bum? Whoa!
Actually,
what's
pretty good?
I'm going to experience it.
I am. I am not judging people who have their girl stick their finger up their butt to do the whole prostate thing, because apparently it does feel really good. No. I will not keep the finger away from my butt. In fact, I'm quite confirmed that if we had language back when humans were made, God would have hair growing above our ass that said exit only with an arrow pointing down.
Actually, we're almost running out of time, so...
And on the front, it would say right above the clip, press here.
Yeah, we actually have like a minute left of this overtime. Yeah, and last note.
Okay, can't like the wax. Look at those dingleberries who drive the car.
All right.
That was just...
All right, on that note, we'll end this scene.
I shaved. Now remember, it's okay to shave the command
my
phone.
Butthole. First one you do, Aster.
Just want a little rabbit to stick up your ass and just shake. Oh, going burns. God damn you, Mexican food.
It hurts. That's what gerbil is for.
Oh, gerbil, oh, geez. On that note, all right.
Why is Squeaker brown and greasy?
Oh, all right. On that note, we got to end this. We're going to be live again on Friday night at 10 for Rockcast. If you want to check that out on Spreaker.com. But we'll be live with this broadcast next Wednesday at 11.